have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm so excited to be talking about the topic this week. We're going to be talking about the Apple TV for churches. So, Nils, with that, first off, I wanted to, real quick.
I have a first off, though.
You do?
In the intro, you say that you did a heel flip or something. What is that? What is that?
I used to be able to, I was a pretty good skateboarder at one point, and I was able to heel flip. In middle school, I was actually sponsored locally by a local skate shop.
Whoa.
So I wasn't great, and maybe my family knew the shop, I don't know. But I definitely was, I used to wear the shirt to the skate park and skate, but I definitely was a, you know, and I grew up near the beach, and so you would either surf or skate or both, and it's kind of a skater, and so I used to.
So what is a heel flip? I'm not a skater. I had Vans at one point. I'm not a skater.
Heel flip is, so a kick flip is you do an ollie and the board, you kick the board and it goes left all the way around and it does kind of a 360 underneath your feet. A heel flip is you kick it to the right and you use your heel, and so you're standing regularly on the board. There's regular goofy switch, all that stuff. But you're standing, so a heel flip is you ollie and you kick it with your heel out, and it goes right all the way around underneath your foot. So yeah,
it's, wow, that's impressive.
I should try to do one and post it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, just post it on YouTube. I feel like it'll go viral.
I would just die. But
speaking, kind of transition to technology a little bit. We had a block party at our neighborhood this weekend. So I go out there and there's this guy riding around on a skateboard without using his foot. I'm like, what in the world? So I stop him, you know, like, what are you doing? How are you doing that? He's like, oh, it's a powered longboard.
Oh my God.
He has a longboard with like a remote control in his hand. And he was like holding his kid on his shoulders, just going up and down the street. And I was like, where'd you get that? He's like, oh, it was a Kickstarter deal like I signed up for about a year ago. And he uses the remote. He takes it to work every day. It's his transportation, three miles from home. And it powers him all the way there. It goes 28 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
On a longboard, 28 miles an hour. It just flies down the street. So he's like, do you do sidewalk or street? He's like, oh, definitely the street. So he's going, like, the speed limit in New York is 25 miles an hour. So he can go faster than the speed limit on his longboard, powered by this electric-powered skateboard.
I do not want to see what happens if he hits a rock. Like, dies. Like, that. I've seen those. Definitely. That makes sense down there because you can move around pretty quick. I don't understand. That thing's got to be heavy with like a motor on it or whatever.
It didn't look too bad, but
I've seen that Kickstarter underneath. I've seen like the electronic part underneath. That's so interesting.
It's crazy.
So actually some exciting stuff regarding some of the things we're talking about in today's show. We got a big announcement at the end of the show. So make sure huge little Trump. Fallon Trump. Okay.
It was fantastic.
That was
Trump on Fallon.
That was so bad. Bad impersonation.
We're not talking politics on the show though. I just want to be very clear about that. We're just talking about Fallon and Trump happened to be on there. Yeah. But we do have a big announcement at the end of the show. So make sure you stick around and listen for that announcement.
Okay, so with that, so we're talking Apple TV. Apple just revealed that there's gonna be they're introducing the App Store to the Apple TV. They had the keynote last week. So much stuff going on. I know I pre-ordered our new phones and everything. We're looking at the Apple TV. There's so much going on. Nils, kick it off. What are some things the churches should be aware of with Apple TV that could help their ministry?
You know, the big announcement around all of it from my perspective was the Apple TV and them opening up the App Store. So it's a lot of people saw the announcement and you're kind of like, well, it's more expensive. And I don't really get it. You know, the screen looks different. What's different? And the big difference is that anybody who has a developer's license, which is $100, can make an application for the Apple TV and it goes in the App Store, just like the iPhone. You know, there are thousands of apps on the iPhone. What makes the iPhone great is not necessarily the iPhone. It's the apps that were created for the iPhone. And so when you think about the iPhone, you think about your Facebook app. You think about, you know, Dropbox on the iPhone or Google or all these great things that work around the iPhone and recording a video and editing a video. And so Apple TV is now open for developers to create content that goes on your TV. And so that doesn't mean just a video can play there, but you can actually then customize what goes on the screen and how people interact with the TV. And so the possibilities of being able to get onto that TV beyond just AirPlay is huge. And I think what will happen is that because Apple's behind it and they've created this great hardware that connects to your TV, the possibilities now are limitless, where in the past you and I have gotten on Roku or we got on Amazon TV and we were able to put our videos on there. And I think that's a cool, and that will probably be the first step to what churches put on Apple TV. But I think the possibilities become limitless because now you can build, you know, an application that utilizes, you know, and they kept showing off the remote, all these cool things with the remote. Well, you can then utilize those functions on the remote, or you can utilize that connection to the internet rather than just, you know, broadcasting a video or people having multiple steps to be able to play videos through the Apple TV. What excites you as you think about the Apple TV? What do you get excited about?
Yeah, I get excited because in my context at my church at Saddleback, you know, we think a lot about not about the individual, but families watching together. And I think that's the trend we've seen. I've talked about it a couple different times on the show about kind of our internal strategy. You can check out the podcast and we'll put it in the show notes, the church online, kind of setting up church online, things you got to think about. But we are definitely seeing a trend. We did a survey just recently about 800 people. And about 45% had indicated that they watched with somebody else. And so the idea is now the single experience on the desktop or the mobile or the tablet isn't necessarily prime because a large percentage of our audience is watching on a TV. So we think about how to get on more TVs. And so that comes with, you can get it with Chromecast, you can do it with Amazon Fire TV, you can do that with AirPlay, you can do that with all sorts of things. And with Apple TV now opening up, what they have is that they have this huge platform of users. It's, you know, they give you a lot of incentives being on the same device. You know, you can have AirPlay where you can throw your image on your computer up on Apple TV the same way with my phone and my Mac. And so the idea is really you have this core base of Mac users, which is very large and growing. And churches need to be aware it's very much tends to be younger demographically, which always churches want long term to be reaching the next generation. Is that now you're going to be able to give them an easy device that they most likely will be interested and or will be buying. Now you can throw your content up on a TV, and now you can encourage more families and friends to watch together. And that's what we try to do at Saddleback with our online outreach, is that it's getting people online to offline by hosting a group at home. And so the idea is, I don't want you watching by yourself. You're going to learn very easily. I want you to watch with somebody else. So even if you're 100 miles away, I want you to get a friend, a family member, somebody in the room together, and I want you watching in community. So I think with Apple going on there, it's just going to make it so much easier. And the limitation forever was Apple TV has this core user base, but there was no App Store. So the only way you got on there was if you were Netflix or MLB or Hulu or one of these big shots. I remember we tried to who did we contact to even attempt? And it was like a no-go. And so you can get on Roku real easy. You can get on Amazon Fire TV even easier. But Apple was shutting it out. But with the App Store, now you're going to see this rushing in of all these churches are going to be getting on there. And ultimately, we don't get on there just because of the tech or because it's cool. We get on there because we want to encourage more people in our context come to know Jesus and live for Jesus. And in the community context, that's so healthy. And TV is definitely that way. So I just get excited about that we're going to provide another way to get on there.
You know, and I think as we start with just video and kind of the core video that we're already creating, you know, one of the stats you guys use at Saddleback is you want that 30-minute mark, people that are watching for 30 minutes, because you compare that to a worship experience where people are on, are engaged for that long. And, you know, when it comes to a lot of our video and what we experience with our online church campus is the average person is on for like 3.5 minutes. Yeah. So people are on and off when it comes to their computers, especially their mobile devices. So we're always cutting videos and getting 2 to 3 minute sermon clips to put on Facebook and put on, the various social networks and YouTube to engage audiences in that way. But it is now we're looking to the television. That long form media has a much better engagement rate. So people are sitting down on their couch. They're sitting down somewhere, you know, to watch a TV. And so that long form content that we're creating, and that's already what the church is doing, yeah, in many ways with our worship experiences or the full sermon. I think we're going to get a lot more engagement as we have moved to the Amazon TV and to Roku with our live streaming. We watched our time on our view time double, you know, so as people were engaging through those devices, they were far more engaged rather than on a mobile device. You'll see a push message come through and you'll get distracted and you'll pull away and you can't do two things at once, where that Roku or Amazon, it might be a few more steps to get there. And it's maybe not as direct as it just sitting in your pocket, but you're going to be far more engaged. And so I think we almost have to shift the way that we're thinking about the media content that we're creating and what we're distributing, because now this platform allows for greater engagement time because people are really tuned in a far greater way. You know, talking to the folks at Right Now Media, they were showing us some of the stats of their media, and more than half of their views are not on mobile, even though they recently launched their mobile apps. It's on Roku, it's on the Vizio, yeah, it's on those platforms because they have long form media. Those are Bible study videos that are, you know, 15 minutes to an hour long. And that's where people really engage with that type of content. And as churches, we're creating that each week with sermons. And so I think this is a huge opportunity for churches to get on these platforms and really start engaging people in their living rooms or in wherever there's a television. And now they're so cheap. You know, I'm selling a 4K TV, like a 44-inch or something.
It's crazy.
For less than $300. Like, it's unbelievable. Even though Apple TV won't do 4K initially, which I think is interesting considering that the iPhone.
Yeah, the iPhone. 4K. Yeah.
But anyways, it's Apple and they've got a plan. I have no doubt that's better than mine.
And my challenge would be that, you know, if you're a church, small, medium, large, doesn't matter where you're at, is that obviously if you're a smaller church, you might not be thinking about live streaming right now or putting your content on there because you're at a size where, you know, financially there's just some limitations. I understand that. We understand that. But my challenge would be for you and for all churches is that this isn't just a weekend service content thing. You know, the idea is that more and more people are wanting content quicker and easier. And ultimately, we need to fill that because people are getting that fill of content from Netflix, from Hulu, all those things, from podcasts, from YouTube. They're watching stuff every day, consuming their minds with things that potentially are not the purest. And they're listening all the time. And every platform, from music, from Spotify to Apple Music, all this stuff, they're providing it easy. And I think the goal here is that you have the opportunity to train people non-locally continually. No longer is it you're limited to the 1 hour a week that they're on site. Now you're able to be in their presence through social media, through online platforms, all this stuff. And my challenge would be, when you're planning events now and you're thinking about the future, some of these things can be like, okay, maybe instead of bringing everyone together to watch this hour-long content or teaching this amount of time, maybe we have them watch this content. When we get together, we can just personally connect. And so the church needs to be thinking about more and more creative ways. We have forever done like, okay, Sunday, let's gather and let's watch it this way. Okay, during the week, let's meet on Wednesday nights and do it this way. Those are all good things and routines are good. But the idea with every generation, some of those traditional routines are going away and people aren't used to it. Less and less people are coming to church at a young age and are familiar with it. So we get to reintroduce the best scenario. And ultimately, the goal isn't just to have a routine to have a routine. The goal is for people to come to know Jesus and live for Jesus in the best way. And the church has to adapt and leverage some of these technologies in wise ways. And I think Apple TV is one of those. But the TV as a whole, the TV sitting in the home now should be seen as a prime opportunity. I know, Niels, you've written a blog post about this. I've written stuff about this. And we'll put some of those things in the show notes. But you need to be seeing the TV not as this demon, but as this opportunity to leverage for training and connection. And I think there's such a huge potential there. If the church starts leveraging that more, ultimately to train people and accomplish the church goals, which are not just the church goals, but our goals individually.
Yeah, you know, and I think in the past, I love that you just think about how has the television become, you know, essentially a mission field. And in the past, you had to pay for a lot of TV time, or you maybe had to coordinate with your local broadcast channel, or you had to go through TBN or whatever it might be. But now every church can have a TV ministry. And how is it that they're going to minister to people through their television? It's incredibly exciting, that opportunity. I'm interested to see even how advertising opportunities will develop out of that, where we could maybe do creative ads that will link them into our channels, or because I've been trying to figure out how do I get into Roku's advertising platform in one way or another, and I can't figure these things out. And it's just there are so many limitless possibilities that I think it's hard for us to put our minds around. There are a couple of ideas that I have, and I'd love to pick your brain about this as well, of what will be possible with this new screen space. I think about virtual reality. I'm thinking about that a lot. You and I have talked about that a lot. And I think about a lot with the goggles and your phone and that kind of thing. But I think about it even with the television, where you'll have that remote. If you're shooting with a 360-degree camera, somebody in their living room can maybe look up or down or look side to side and control their view a little bit better. I think about calls to action that you might have do you make a decision to follow Christ? Click this button, and you just click the button on the remote and you indicate that decision.
Yeah.
Or you customize your screen and just say, you know what, I want to see like a picture in picture. I want to see, you know, the message on stage, you know, and the big part of the screen, and then the picture in picture is maybe the person signing, you know, doing sign language, or maybe that is a map so you can see where everybody else is from, or you split screen and you do the live chat on the other side. So many interesting possibilities with that screen space from an application development standpoint. Anything else you're thinking about or get excited about?
I think obviously that's what, you know, Apple's development kit brings that's very different from Roku and Amazon, is that Roku and Amazon potentially, I mean, they basically just have, we both have, our churches have that. We've overseen the development of that. I know the limitations of it. I think, you know, when we did our Roku, we wanted a full custom one and they wanted like $150K for it. And when we did a template one, it was only 6,000. And so the same thing with Amazon Fire is that you can get a pretty skimmed down template for very cheap. But with Apple, they have a development package. And so it's like the whole screen is your play toy. Like you could do whatever you want. And so I definitely think there's going to be a lot of creative things that are done. I think picture in picture is definitely something that the church should be better at. I think of YouTube when they first started doing live streaming a couple of years ago, and they were streaming like Coachella and different things. You could pick your different angles. I think that's something the church, at least larger churches, should be thinking about, because it provides a more robust. I think there's no reason why, you know, the online experience should provide a unique perspective. And I think ultimately it should make people and encourage people to want to go to the live. We should never beat the live, but it should be a unique perspective. The same way if I'm not going to go to, you know, Coachella, one of these concerts, you know, I have no desire to go out in the middle of the desert in that heat and do that. But, you know, I can watch from a couple different perspectives, and it makes me feel like I'm there and it's unique, something that's not happening, you know, there. And I think churches should be thinking about, I think the doing, you know, almost having tiles almost, you know, kind of steal it from Windows a little bit. The most recent, like have different things you can drag and have your own custom view. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to have, you know, click, you know, the verses that are being talked about, and maybe it opens up and it's, you know, different options with YouVersion. Maybe it's different promotional things. So we can promote in there. You can promote small groups. You can promote, you know, maybe a feature story, you know, there's all sorts of things. I think somebody who's nailing this very well, you know, I'm a casual gamer. I think the Xbox One is amazing. I think the picture in picture, you know, I could be playing a video game and be watching DirecTV at the same time. You know, I did this yesterday. My kids were down and I had like an hour and I was playing a video game, Destiny, Taken King, anyways, nerd alert. And I was watching Fox Sports One, watching the review for the day of the games that had been played. So I'm literally just playing and I'm watching like the replays of the football games that happened today. Those are the things that multitasking that just makes sense. And I think the church can use some of that idea to provide a better way to consume content, to make it more appealing, ultimately let them learn better and also welcome them back. So I think there's going to be so many things. Church is going to be knocking out of the park. We need to be watching people like Netflix and all these other things, how they do things. We'll be sharing more as we're going. But with the last couple minutes, we tease this at the front end. Niels, what is the big announcement?
So we got some big news. You and I, you know, have been talking even before this announcement for some time about how excited we are about Apple TV and how, you know, this is just a space that is untapped. And then, you know, honestly, as we were recording last week, the day after the Apple announcement, you know, our kind of debrief of it, we both were like, look, we're kind of competitive with each other. Like who's going to get there first, you know, Saddleback or CBC. Yeah. I don't know who's going to get there first. I think I will probably, but
you're probably sell your soul, but anyways,
yeah, I will do whatever it takes to get there first. But at the end of the day, we're even more interested in, you know, it's not two churches that we're trying to get on Apple TV. We want to see hundreds and thousands of churches flood that app store on the Apple TV. We know that churches are creating great content that should be engaged on people's televisions all over the world, all the time in an easy way. And so you and I, to be honest, have pulled together some friends. We are trying to figure out, I would say we're not trying anymore. Yeah. We are figuring out a solution for the church to get an Apple TV up in an affordable way. We don't have anything more definitive than that we can share, but that is our big announcement. And if you want to know the first place that we're going to really announce what that is and how that is and where that will be available is through our subscriber list. So go to socialmedia.church, subscribe to our email list. You'll get the weekly updates about the new podcast, but that will be the list that we will send this announcement to first, when you could be the first to know to get in line to get an app. But we're going to find a way. We will have a way for your church to create an affordable Apple TV app. And we're excited to share that. It will probably be in the next 2 weeks, I would say, that we will be able to make an announcement to that email list. So go to the website, sign up to the email list. Anything I'm leaving out, Jay, when it comes to that announcement?
No, I think this is the idea, is that we want to provide kind of big church tools to everybody. And I think the idea is that there's definitely a lot of learnings we can provide to make that easy for you and your church. And so ultimately, we want to, a heart of Niels and I, and even the team that we brought together, is that our heart is that we want people we want to help the church. And this is one of those ways we can help the church in a big way. So go to socialmedia.church, sign up for the email list down at the bottom. Actually, right now, you'll get a freebie, some lessons from our book for free if you sign up right at this moment. But we will send something out very shortly about how you can learn more and all the details regarding that. So thanks for listening to this week's show. Remember, use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage and recommend future show topics. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.